दधातु ओम शांति 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 श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम। सो वी स्टार्ट विथ द 10th मंत्र। अथोत्तरेण तपसा ब्रह्मचर्येण श्रद्धया विद्ययात्मानं विश्या आदित्यं विजयन्ते एतद्वै प्राणानाम आयतनमेतद् अमृतम् अभयमेतत् पराः। अभयमेतत् परायणम् तस्मान् पुनरावर्तन्त इत्येष निरोधस्तदेशश्लोकः। ओके, दिस वन वी हैव सीन यस्टरडे। सो हियर इन दिस मंत्र टीचर इज नाउ पॉइंटिंग टू द उत्तरायण। सो द दक्षिणायन एंड उत्तरायण, द नॉर्दर्नली जर्नी आफ्टर डेथ and the southernly journey after that were pointed out in stanza number 9 and 10. So here the Uttarayanam is being emphasized. So atha uttarena, by this atha means now. Uttarena, the northernly route will be possible for the people who are doing tapas brahmacharyena sraddhaya vidyaya. So that for those who are following some penance, some upasana, some brahmacharya vrata, are endowed with faith and are also performing some kind of a contemplation on the highest principles, philosophical principles, etc., they will actually reach what state? Adityam Abhijayante. They will actually go to Surya Loka. Surya Loka here we have to actually understand as nothing other than Brahma Loka. So Chandra Loka, Surya Loka. Remember, because we had divided everything into Rai and Prana. And Rai was compared to Chandra and Prana was compared to Aditya. Therefore here, Aditya Loka, Surya Loka, Brahma Loka is one in the same thing. Chandra Loka, Swarga Loka is also one in the same thing. So therefore, Atmanam Avishya, by searching for this people who are following this vrata or this principles of upasana will actually reach Surya Devata. That means they will go to Brahmaloka, and then through Brahmaloka, they will actually be instructed by Brahmaji himself, and therefore they will reach mukti, they will reach moksha, by progress that we call krama mukti. So step by step, krama means from here they don't directly go to Brahmanhood, but they attain Brahmanhood by going through. So it's not a direct flight. You have to change the plane somewhere in between. So they go through that stage. Okay. Now, in the next two lines, some more light is shed. And then in the end, the teacher will say that this is not my idea, but this is also being mentioned in the Shastra or in the Rig Mantra. So Rig Veda actually will say that. And so the next mantra, which is a very beautiful, poetic mantra, is quoted from Rig Veda. So what are these first? Let us look at these next two lines. So far, Aditya, Surya, was being praised as prana itself. So when the teacher said that as the sun rises from the east and then it spreads its effulgence in all the directions, and then the below earth also and above the earth also, etc., etc., the glorification of sun was as a prana. In other words, all the entities are enshrined by sun or the light of the sun. And it is also of the nature of life, because as the sun rises, everybody becomes energetic and life prevails. Also, sun as a sunlight is responsible for us to get the food from which we get nourishment. Therefore, it is life purak, prana purak. So therefore, sun was actually so far being glorified as prana itself. That is to say, Prajapati himself or Brahmaji himself. Now, we will see that sun is to be glorified as a destination. So therefore, Surya Loka is going to be praised. Therefore, our goal as an Upasaka will be to reach Surya Loka. So how this Surya Loka is being glorified, that we will see here in the next few sentences, next few mantras. So, etadvai prana nama ayatanam. So this ayatanam here stands for abode. So all beings' final resort is actually this prana or this Surya. So the destination for all living beings, all living entities, the final destination is this Brahmaloka. Now here we have to take this with a pinch of salt, because we know that as a jnani, what Upanishads always proclaim is that there is no gati, there is nowhere to go, and here alone we will realize, and therefore for the students of Upanishads or Vedanta, the final destination, there is no destination. This alone here, now and here, is where I want to realize. However, based on the first question, which is of Apara Brahman, at the level of karma and upasana, therefore the student, it has to be answered in the context of karma and upasana. So therefore, those whose final goal is karma upasana alone, for them the final destination is Brahmaloka. That is how we have to understand it. Otherwise some confusion will come. There are final destination everywhere, it is said, you know, final destination, you become one with Brahman. All of a sudden it is mentioned as Brahmaloka, then we may have issue. So, etad vai pranayanam ayatanam, etad amrutam abhayam, and that destination, once we reach there, it is of the nature of amrutam. Mrutam means death. Amrutam means deathless. So therefore, a person who reaches there, a sadhaka who reaches there, a karmakandi or upasaka who reaches there, he actually does not get birth again. He he becomes immortal, Amrutam. And Abhayam, and therefore there is no fear. So the Amrutam and Abhayam goes together. Because the biggest fear we have is that we are going to die. That is the biggest fear. Everything else, we can take it in our stride. You know, you have a disease, but you know, you are deathless. Don't worry, we will cure it. Then we are very happy with the doctor also. But the doctor says, "Oh, this, I don't know how to cure it." Then the bhaya takes over. So therefore, when it is Amrutam, there is no bhaya. If we know we are deathless, then there is no question of fear. We become fearless at the same time. So they go together. Vedanta, however, tells us that although we don't know it, we are deathless. Because Vedanta says, how is death possible if you are not born? If there is no beginning, how are you going to end? Like those questions Vedanta asks. So therefore, but here at the Upasana level, we are told that once you go to Brahmaloka, you will never come back. So don't worry. You are deathless. You will actually attain moksha. So Abhayam, Amrutam, Etat Parayanam, it is the highest goal. Reaching that state is the highest goal. Tasmat na punaravartanta. Having reached there, nobody has come back. But that is the goal, huh? Don't say, oh, then I don't want to go there. Reaching there, nobody has come back. Yeah, we'll worry about, no, that's not. Then actually we are not sadhaka. We are not upasaka. The whole goal was that I want to get freedom from the bondage. What is the bondage? The world is not the bondage. The attachment to the world is the bondage. So freedom from this world is freedom from my own mind. Whether it is of my own mind, I will get moksha. If that is the attitude with which we started our sadhana and upasana, then obviously we want to get rid of this. Therefore, na punaravartantan is actually a positive statement. That is to say that we will not be born again. Iti esha nirodhasta desha slokaha. So this iti esha nirodha, this is the end. This is the end result. And this is nirodha for ignorant people. This goal, this destination is nirodha. It's not prescribed for ignorant people. Who are the ignorant people? Ignorant people are those who have not done any karma yoga. Ignorant people are those who have not done any upasana. Ignorant people are those who have never asked the question as to why I am here, what is the goal, and how I can reach my goal. Those are ignorant people. Therefore, for them, this is nirodha. They will be born again and again and again in this world. And he says, for that, there is a sloka, which is the next one. Sloka is, this is Rig Mantra is there. So he says, for that, there is a sloka. Now, this mantra that is coming up is very poetic. And so that Sanskrit not only has to be translated, but it has to be interpreted in the right manner. Which is why we require Gurudev's commentary or Sankaracharya's commentary or some master's commentary we require, because otherwise simple mere knowledge of Sanskrit will not give us the real meaning of this mantra. So it's a beautiful poetic mantra. Let us look at it. Panchapadam pitaram. Dvadasakruti diva ahuhu. Pare arde purishinam. Atame anya upare. Vichaksanam satya chakram. Vichaksanam satya chakre. Sadara ahuhur arpitam iti. Sadara ahuhur arpitam iti. So, now this sun god or the Surya or the Aditya is being described in so many different ways. What are they? Panchapadam. Sun has 5 feet. Sun has 5 feet. And that is very, very imbalanced. 6 feet, 4 feet, then the sun will be in balance. 5 feet. So yes, that is why sun is moving. 5 feet. So you imagine this picture of sun with 5 feet. And this 5 feet sun is rolling. Rolling from Uttarayan to Dakshinayan, creating day and night, ityadi, ityadi. It's a poetic description of sun. Poetic description of prana. Poetic description of Prajapati. But here the reference is to Aditya, sun. Now, what is this five? So the commentators tell us, Ankaracharya ityadi will tell us that this five actually represents 5 seasons. Then we say, no. Then we have always heard that there are 6 seasons consisting of 2 months each. In our Indian system, we have divided the whole year into 6 seasons. And the 6 seasons each consist of 2 months, making it 12 months. So how all of a sudden 5 seasons? So 2 seasons are combined. Now I'll tell you why also. So therefore 6 seasons actually become 5 seasons. What are those? So we start with, let us say, Vasanta Rutu. Then comes Grishma, then comes Varsha, then comes Sarada. These 4 seasons are there. Then Hemant and Shishira are considered as pre-winter and winter. So November, December, and then January. Hemanta and then January, February, winter. So these 4 months we know that we actually, it's cold. So there is, before it gets really cold, we are getting some taste of the cold weather. So therefore these 6 seasons that is represented by the movement of the sun, because it goes Uttarayanan and Dakshinayan, Uttarayanan and Dakshinayan. So these 6 seasons that are created by the movement of the sun is mentioned here as five-legged sun. Then sun is also Dvadasa Akruti. Dvadasa means 12. Akruti means forms. So therefore the sun also has 12 different forms in which it appears. Why 12? Because the sun repeats itself every 12 months. So at the end of 12 months, it will be exactly where it was 12 months ago. So that movement is 12-month movement. And if you notice, you will see that because of the position of the sun with respect to where we are observing from, the sun will appear to have distinct colors depending upon the month. Because we don't really get up that early and the pollution is too much, therefore we cannot see the sun as clearly even if we get up early. Therefore we are not noticing it. But really speaking, on a nice day, clear weather, if you are able to observe the sun, not only at different times, but different positions of the sun on every month also appears to be different. So therefore, Dvadasa Kruta actually indicates the sun's position in these 12 different months. Then the sun here is also mentioned as Pitara. Pitara means father. He is the father. He is the creator. So we already know the sun is actually indicated as Prajapati, the prana aspect. But prana and rai are one in the same. And so therefore is the Prajapati only. Therefore he is the creator. So with that respect, sun is actually father. So this pita or pitara comes from pati. Pati means palanakarta, sustainer. So father is actually the supporter of the family in traditional sense. So therefore pati, pitara, is the supporter, is the father. Then mata is not really mentioned here. So mata, mati comes from to measure. What is there to measure? So mother is considered to be the one who actually the caregiver and caretaker of the whole family, loves the whole family and provides to the whole family with love exactly in the measure that is required. So this mother loves, there are two sons, Gurudev used to give this example. There are two sons, mother will love both sons equally. But if one of the sons is sick, he may not get to eat the laddu that day. You understand? The other son only will get two laddus. Why? Not because the love is less, but everything is provided to the household, to the whole entire household, the whole family, according to what they need. So therefore, mati comes from one who measures. So mata and pita. Anyway. Then, panchapadam pitaram dvadasa akrutim diva arde pare. You skip over the ahu here. Because ahu simply means he is being called as or he is being known as. So therefore ahu, he is known as. What is, who is known as? Aditya. Known as what? Arde pare diva. What is arde pare diva? Pare means above. So residing in arde, in pare diva. So here the reference is the location, physical location of the sun. So we know that we have divided our world into Bhuloka. Bhuloka means where we are here. Mrityuloka also it is called. Because everything here dies. Even realized Mahatma will also die. Why? Because this is the matter world. All matter will eventually be destroyed. So when say we realize Mahatma will also die, that is to say that Mahatma in his body will die. Yesterday I think somebody was asking. So even Ramachandra ji and Krishna also died. Avatar also died. You know, it is called Mrityuloka. So this Bhur Bhuva Swa. So this Bhuva is Bhuvaloka. Bhuloka, Bhurvaloka, which is the antariksh. So the in-between space, from the outer space to earth. So we know that the sun is not in-between space. So this concept was very clear at that time also. It is beyond, the sun is actually beyond that space into Swaloka. Suvaraloka. Therefore, the indication here is that the sun is actually situated in Suvaraloka. Okay. Atha ime anya upare. Anya u. So this is, the teacher says, this is one description of the Aditya or the sun. But some other people give a different description of the sun. Please understand, this is glorification of sun. In fact, without the glorification, reverence will not come. So today we are only going to finish this first query only. But you will see that in the second and the third query, in the second query there is glorification of prana. And then in the third query, prana upasana is given. This is all of a sudden, if upasana is given, no, you meditate on Om. And I go, why? You will ask, why should I meditate on Om? But then, if somebody has glorified Om, Om is this, Om is everything. Om is the primordial sound from which the whole creation has come. Om is nothing other than Brahman alone. Like that, if glorification has come, then we say, now you meditate on Om like this. Then you will say, okay, I'll meditate on Om. You understand? So glorification comes first. Then how to do upasana comes next. So that you will see that sequence in second and third query also. Second query is nothing but glorification of prana. And the third query will be on how to meditate upon that prana. How to do prana upasana. That will be shown. But here, because the subject matter is Aditya, Aditya is being shown as nothing other than prana alone, who is nothing other than Prajapati, who is nothing other than the creator of the whole universe. Therefore, the Surya, the Aditya is to be glorified. So therefore, Atha Ime Anya. But Anya, but it says some others actually talk about this, glorify this sun a little differently. How? They say it is para, it is supreme. They say it is vichakshanam. Vichakshanam means all-knowing, omniscient. Why is the sun all-knowing and omniscient? Because every shape and form is visualized because the sun rays are falling on them. Therefore, the moment the sun rises, sun actually engulfs all the entities that are present here. And therefore, is all-knowing. So therefore, sun is all-knower. It is the supreme. Sat-pat-chakram. Sapta-chakram. Why Sapta-chakram? So it is actually a chariot which is being driven by seven horses. Chakram is the wheel. If the wheel just remains stationary, then it has no purpose. Why did you create a wheel? You might have created a rectangle. So chakram means gati. Chakram means it has to move. So this wheel or the chariot is being moved by what? Saptam. It doesn't say Saptam Aswa here, but we have to infer Saptam. So therefore, this chariot is being driven by seven horses. Now two meanings can come out of it. Two meanings can come out of this seven horses. One is the right meaning, the other is okay meaning. One thing we can say immediately, oh, the Sapta Chakram means seven horses. Oh, I understand. What? 7 days. Then you say, no, wait a minute. But it is not like that the one horse drives first and all the six horses are waiting, you know. Then the second horse says, okay, now Monday is over, it is my turn, I am Tuesday, I'll drive. No. So although we may feel that, oh, he's talking about the 7 days, which is also because of the gati of the sun only, it doesn't appear to be the right meaning. So the seven horses is nothing other than the seven colors of the white light. So even in those days, they knew that white light is not really white, but it consists of seven different color lights. That was the science at that time, which was available to those people. How did they do that? We don't know. Whether they had a prism and then they actually had ray going through the prism, we don't know. But they knew it. And of course, Megh Dhanush, of course, the rainbow has seven colors. We know why it is seven. So maybe from that they inferred. We don't know. But they seem to know it. So Sapta Chakram. Then Sadara Ahuhu Arpitam Iti. This goes together. Sadara Ahuhu Arpitam Iti. So Ahuhi, they also, some others will also say that, call him, or is known as what? Sadara means six spokes. Shat means six. Sadara, six spokes. Arpitam iti. Arpitam, it is fixed. It's fixed in what? It's fixed in the central hub. So six spokes connected to each other through a central hub will run the wheel, the rim of the wheel in an efficient manner. So here, therefore, this six again stands for the six seasons. So remember in the previous description, the six were reduced to five seasons because two seasons were combined into one. Here, all the six seasons are mentioned. So, Sadara Ahuhu Arpitam Iti. This in Upanishad actually becomes also a meditative technique. In the sense that the six spokes actually make the motion of the wheel possible. So, we can say it is Kala Gati. Or it is moving in the space. So it represents gati in desha and kala both. So the depiction of wheel with a rim and a central hub to which six spokes are connected represents desha and kala both. That is to say that it represents what we normally call sansara chakra. Why do we call it a chakra? Because of this. It is moving continuously. Sansara, samsarati iti sansara, that which is in perpetual movement at all times, is sansara. Then where is the meditation? The meditation is not on the rim. The meditation is not on the spokes. But the meditation is in the hub, the axis. So just as, irrespective of how quickly the rim is moving, how quickly the wheel is moving, in time or space, the center of the wheel, the hub, remains motionless, remains in its position all the time. Similarly, the meditator will learn to remain in his or her position, although everything around him is moving. Circumstances are changing, situations are changing, mental moods are changing, intellectual convictions are changing, the people we are in touch with is changing. Whoever is a friend today will become somebody else tomorrow, and then some other friend will come into our life. Years on, everything is changing. But in all those changes, I, the observer, remains changeless. Why? Because I remember all my experiences. If the observer was also changing, there is no way we can remember everything. So therefore, the meditation is on I, the observer, sitting and observing all the changes in my seat of meditation. So therefore, this also becomes a meditative technique. So, sadaram ahuha arpitam iti, it is fixed in the hub. So, that is the description of sun. So, therefore, sun, you have to imagine now. Sun is sitting in the chariot. enemies is being driven. He's being driven by a wheel which has six spokes and seven horses that represent seven colors of the rainbow. And he rises from the east. So all night he travels through the other world, comes back again, rising from the east, giving light to Dakshina, south, then west, then north, and then everything gets engulfed in the light of the sun. Everybody wakes up. The world becomes very dynamic. And the world that he has left goes back to sleep, slumber. Just imagine, this is imagination. That Aditya, that sun, is nothing other than the prana tattva. That Aditya is the one that is of the nature of life. And that life is created by what? By Mithun. By pair. Who created the pair? Prajapati created the pair. Therefore, sun is the symbol of creator. So therefore, we worship the sun as Surya Devata. And people who are not used to this thinking and the poetic reference to the creator as the nothing other than the sun will say, what are you talking about? Sun has no life. It is jada. Unevolved thinking. This is the most evolved thinking. Then a person who has never studied Upanishad will also listen to, yes, yes, you are right. In our scriptures, things are, you know, makes no sense. I have to say that because all of us know here, but many people who don't know, and they profess that they know. Anyway, so this beautiful description of Sunna is there. Now those who are maybe interested, I can tell you the six seasons and the 2 months. I will mention them very quickly. So if we start from Grishma, Grishma is Jet and Ashad, right? Okay, so the 6 seasons, 12 months, or whether 6 seasons or 5 seasons, we have seen both description of the Aditya. That Aditya is nothing other than the prana, and the prana is nothing other than the Prajapati. Prajapati is the creator. Therefore, here the highest symbolism is creator. But in Upanishad, the highest symbolism is Brahman. Now, you cannot say Brahman is the creator, because Brahman doesn't create. So I'm saying this only because, you know, if some people are new to Upanishad and all that, don't fall under the illusion that creator Prajapati is the same as Brahman. Prajapati is equal to Ishvara. Ishvara is the one who wields the Maya and seemingly creates the universe through Maya Shakti, through the power of veiling. But Brahman is actually beyond that. Brahman is the substratum because of which all things happen. So when we talk about substratum, sometimes we feel that, oh, I understand what? It is like the carpet on this floor. What do you mean by that? It is a substratum on which, in the floor on which, chairs are sitting. And because the floor is there, chairs are stationary. And then when I sit, I am also stationary. That is not the meaning of substratum. Substratum means that it is not just the carpet, not just the floor, but it is in and in through all the chairs. It is in and in through all the cells of our body. It is in and in through the stage. It is in and in through this microphone. It is in and in through all the srota, all the listeners, and in and in through all the speaker also. In fact, there is nothing other than Brahman alone exists. So our existence itself is in Brahman because of Brahman, but Brahman is not karta. Brahman is not the doer. Brahman doesn't make anything happen. Brahman just allows things to happen. Just as the clearest example we can give is, space doesn't make anything happen. Space allows things to happen in the space. So whether there is a good event or a bad event, any event can only take place in space. If space was not there, no event is possible, because event means two things. Duality has to be there. For otherwise, we will not call it an event. So therefore, this Prajapati is the highest symbolism for the Apara Brahman. But beyond that, there is Para Brahman, which is the subject matter really of the Upanishad. But we have to understand that. Okay. Maso vai prajapatihi.
Maso vai prajapatihi.
Tasya Krishna paksha evaraihi.
Tasya Krishna paksha evaraihi.
Sukla pranaha. Tasmadete rushayah. Sukla istam kurvantitar. Itarasmin. Maso vai prajapati. So all these months indicated in the previous mantra indeed is nothing but prajapati. In other words, everything prajapati is through and through everything. That was the whole symbolism for this entire query. So therefore, this prajapati is nothing other than what? Months. Months is what? Kala. So therefore, this loka srushti, mithun srushti is also prajapati. Loka srushti is also prajapati. And the kala srushti is also prajapati only. Maso vai prajapati. Tasya Krishna Paksa Evaraihi. And as the 6 months can be divided into two, just as 30 days can be divided into two, ityadi ityadi. So therefore, Krishna Paksa Evaraihi Suklaha Pranaha. So the Dakshinayan is Rai, Uttarayan is Prana. The 15 days of waning moon is 15 days. Everything has to be divided into two. The next idea will be given as Anna. Although the teacher will not be mentioning Anna as two, we have to superimpose that is also consisting of Mithun. Everything is Mithun, Mithun, Mithun. So day has day and night. The movement of moon and sun also has to be divided into two. So therefore, when the moon is actually becoming bigger, becoming into full moon, and then when it is waning into absence of moon, those two are also divided as prana and rai. Just as daylight is prana, night time is rai. Everything is mithun only. No creation, according to this Siddhanta here, is possible without Rai. So whether it is explicitly mentioned or not, we have to superimpose prana and Rai on it. So Sukla, okay. Now, tasmad ete rushaya, those years, Sukla istam kurvanti itarasmin. This is a little complicated, so we have to really understand it properly. Therefore, he says, those Rushi, here Rushi stands for seers. Huh? Upasak stands for Upasak. So those who are doing karma and upasana, they perform the rituals, sukla istam kurvanti. They perform the rituals at the time of sukla. So in the tejas path, the path of light, that is when they perform their activities. Which activities? Religious activities. So therefore, if yagna yagadi is to be done, that has to be done when the moon is waxing. If you take 1 month as a unit, or it depends. If you take the whole year, then Uttarayana time. Like that you have to interpret. So that is when it is to be performed. Then it says itar. And then itarasmin. What is the meaning? The meaning is, while the upasaka will perform their activities to get greater benefit during the time of sukla, during the time of light, it doesn't mean therefore that they will be inactive for half a year or for 15 days or for half a day during night time. No, no. How can it be? You cannot be all of a sudden for, you know, half a year I'm going to upasaka. This half a year I won't do anything. Party, party, maja, maja. Another half a year again I'm becoming upasaka. No, no, no. That cannot be the interpretation. So therefore the interpretation here is that even in the dark days or even during the Krishna Gati, it's a better way of saying it, even during the Krishna Gati, if the upasak is doing a religious activity, a spiritual activity, a scriptural activity that is mentioned in the scriptures, with the idea that this activity, although it is in during the Krishna Gati, he has Shukla in his mind. He has Aditya in his or her mind. He has Sun and Prana and Prajapati in the mind, a Brahmalok in the mind, not the Swargalok in the mind, as the goal, then that is as good as doing it in Sukla Paksa only. That is the idea. Then in the next last word it says, itar asmin, but he said the others, itar, who don't know that, don't take the full advantage of upasana. In other words, they don't know how to do upasana. And therefore they desire for things such as Swargaloka. And then they do not reach the highest state. Unaware of Brahmaloka as the supreme goal, they desire Swargaloka and work only for the Swargaloka. Therefore, they never attain the highest peak that they could have attained. That is the inference from this. So this is like saying, I could have reached the peak of the mountain, but you know, halfway I returned because I think I had read somewhere that is the best point to observe everything. And only half the point you return, then you don't go to the peak of the mountain. If you go to peak of the mountain, you can actually better vihangavlokan than you are possible. But you never aimed for that. You never aimed for the highest goal. Therefore, it did not become a part of your spiritual journey. That is the inference. So therefore, the idea is, don't go for heaven. Go for Brahmaloka. Don't go for Swargaloka, go for Brahmaloka. Don't go for Pitruloka, go for Brahmaloka. Don't go for moon, go for sun. Don't go for, like you can go on saying. You got the point. Okay. So you want to take 5-minute break here?